This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today is Pastor Jenny Hollenbeck from the Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our pledge are pages Hannah Lilly from Lilly, South Dakota, and Matthew Mettler from Sioux Falls.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you are the source and creator of all things, the ground upon which we walk, the air we breathe, and the guiding force which sustains us every moment of every day. As we stand before you now, we offer you our thanks for life, for family, for friends, for colleagues, old and new, and for the opportunity to come together in this place to serve your people in this state we love so much. In this time of political transition in our nation, we pray for our presidents, past and current. We pray that you might keep their families safe, and we pray that you might lead them always. We pray also that you will lead those gathered here, that your spirit of wisdom and cooperation will move in and out of these halls, that in the midst of difficulty we might see hope for our future together. All of this and so much more we pray in the power of your great and holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you.
The clerk will please call the roll.
Blake, Boland, Boomgarden, Brumner, Berg, Carson, Cronin, Kurd, Cutler, Diedrich, Dennert, Dreyer, Elliott, Engels, Fain, Fargen, Feikert, Feinstein, Ferrix, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hamill, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironcloud, Jansen, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Kopp, Krebs, Lang, Lederman, Lucas, Luss, McLaughlin, Mosier, Noam, Narstrup, Nygaard, Betty Olson, Ryan Olson, Peters, Pitts, Putnam, Rausch, Romkema, Rounds, Russell, Schlackaway, Schramp, Sly, Solberg, Solem, Sorensen, Steele, Street, Thompson, Tiedemann, Turboville, Van Gerpen, Vanderlinde, Vanneman, Vershio, Wink, Wijmer, Speaker, Reeve.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure, respect for the reports of the Chief Clerk of the House, has had under consideration the House Journal of the fifth day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Timothy A. Rave, Chair.
All those in favor of approving the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Education, respectfully reports that House Bills 1044 and 1046 do pass, and House Bill 1045 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Ed McLaughlin, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs, respectfully reports that House Bill 1020 do pass, and House Bill 1078 was deferred to the 41st legislative day. Bob Fain, Chair. The Committee on Commerce, respectfully reports that House Bill 1018 do pass. House Bills 1027, 1029, 1030, and 1047 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bills 1008, 1009, 1010, and 1011 were referred to the Committee on Taxation. Tim Rounds, Chair.
I'm going to take a pause here for a minute since I see we have a guest in the gallery. On behalf of Representative Pitts and Representative Tiedemann, welcome the Brookings Day participants, including Mayor Scott Munsterman, SDSU President David Shequin, who I know is here. I haven't seen, is Mayor Munsterman around? President Shequin is up here from SDSU, many chamber members and local citizens from the Brookings area. And a reminder to join everyone at the Brookings reception at the Discovery Center from 5 to 7 tonight. Let's welcome them. Thank you. Thank you all for coming. Representative Bill Thompson.
Personal privilege, please.
Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, our doctor of the day is Dr. James Baker. Barker. Would you please stand? Dr. James Barker received his medical degree in 1976 from the University of Minnesota School of Medicine in Minneapolis. He completed his residency at Abbott Northwestern Hospital in Minneapolis, and he specializes in internal medicine at the Avera McKennan Healthcare Clinic in downtown Sioux Falls. Please join me in welcoming and thanking Dr. James Barker.
Thank you, Representative. second reading of House bills. Sorry? Are we under motions? Messages.
Sorry, I confused the speaker.
That's all right.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bill 64, which has passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Bernie Hunhoff moves that House Concurrent Resolution 1002 be adopted.
Is there a second? Question being for the House, Representative Hunhoff's House Concurrent Resolution 1002 be adopted. Are there any remarks on House Concurrent Resolution 1002? Representative Ironcloud.
Good afternoon, Speaker and fellow representatives. Forgive me. This is my first time I'm speaking here, and I believe I'm going to speak on a historic day that just happened here. And first of all, I'd like to welcome all our guests and all the listening audience. And as a protocol, you know, I'd like to ask forgiveness to all my elders that I'm speaking before. And I'd also like to send a condolence out to all the families that have lost loved ones. And my name is Ed Ironcloud. I'm a District 27 House representative, for those of you that do not know me. And my Lakota name is Mahpia Maza. And I just wanted to thank you for this opportunity and time to say a few words. Yesterday was a historic day. We had a... elected a new president, and Mr. Obama, so I'd like to congratulate Mr. Obama for his being the president. And I just wanted to say a few words on that. You know, Mr. Obama is a person of color, African-American, and he has brought hope all throughout this country, this state, this country, and also the world. And for that, I applaud him. And like him and his struggles, I also come as a person of color, and I reside in Porcupine, South Dakota, and I come here representing the people of District 27, and I would just like to say that as I listened to his speech and to the poem read and to the songs that were sung, I would like to sum up all of that in one word in my Lakota language. The word would be Unlakotapi. And that word means that we are compassionate, caring, understanding people that help one another. And that, I believe, is our goal, is to help one another. And we here are making laws, and I'm hoping that these laws will be just and fair to the people that will be they will be for. Because if you realize, as many of you do, the history of our state here, we have a lot of laws that were not fair, were not just, not equitable to our people, the Native Americans. And I think with Mr. Obama's speech, he wants to bring hope, and that's what we all are here to do. We're here to bring the people hope. We're here to help the people and to be fair. And I'm asking the legislature here, both Democrats and Republicans, that for help too, because we will be enacting laws that will help the future generations. And I believe that if we all work together, we can make that happen, a better place for all South Dakotans, whether they be native, non-native, maybe disabled, maybe male, female, young and old, that this place would be a better place once we're gone. And like that, I would just like to say that's what Mr. Obama has brought. And I thought about that this morning. Today is the first day of work for him. The words, the glitter is gone. Now it's time to actually talk, to do the work, and to put the words aside and actually prove, to show what he's talking about. And I believe that's the same responsibility that we have here also to do, is to make laws that are just and fair for people, and for people to make it a better place for them. But with that, Mr. Speaker, I would just like to end with a story here. I have a grandfather, and his Lakota name was Ishtowanjila, and he received that name in the Battle of the Little Bighorn. He was shot in the arm, and in our language, Ishto would be mean arm. Wanjila would be one arm. His arm was he could no longer use his arm after the battle. And my grandfathers back then fought for a way of life. They knew for a future, for the future of the generations to come. And so my father, Edward Ironclad Sr., fought in World War II. And I am here today too, in a different avenue, a different method to fight for, so that people can have the basics of liberty and life, you know, clean water, education and health. So I want to thank you all for listening, and for the listeners out there, I want to wish you all a good day, and I hope all things go well, and I hope that we could work together to make it a better place. So with that, I want to say Wopila for listening. Out.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on HCR 1002. Hearing no further remarks, ladies and gentlemen, roll call vote. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Ralph votes aye.
Representative Dreyer, you have a guest, it appears? Granted, sir.
I have my two daughters, Madeline and Mackenzie. Maddie's 5 and Kenzie's 3. And my son, Miles, is up there. And my beautiful wife, Shelby, who just found out she got promoted in the military this morning. So not only is she an excellent wife and mother and beautiful lady, but she's also an excellent military officer as well. So lucky enough to have them come down and visit me today. Thank you.
Welcome.
Representative Kirkaby. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
HCR 1002, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared adopted.
Representative Fain moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Thursday, January 22nd, the 7th legislative day.
All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. First reading of House bills. Ladies and gentlemen in the gallery, what they're doing here is reading the title of all the House bills that are being introduced today. This is an efficiency measure, as our Constitution states that every bill has to be read in open forum. In this day and age of internet, you can easily go online and look at any bill at any time, so they read over top of each other just to get done faster. So the Speaker introduces House Bill 1093 to the Committee on Ag, House Bill 1094 and 1095 to Commerce. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 64, an act to establish certain energy-efficient disclosure requirements for new residential buildings.
Or Senate Bill, as the case might be today. Senate Bill 64, Speaker assigns to the Committee on State Affairs.
We'll now proceed to the second reading of the consent calendar, the second reading of the House bills. The consent calendar is an item that we use here to speed the process up a little bit. These bills have been heard in committee and have received no votes, and they've been asked to, rather than debate them on the floor, just to pass them through. So members of the floor can ask questions, but there'll be no debate on these bills.
House Bill 1032, an act to revise the definition of an accredited prevention or treatment facility for the purposes of the prevention and treatment of alcohol and drug abuse.
House Bill 1032, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none. The question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1032. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed will vote nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the member shall proceed to vote. Since we're waiting for the vote, are the Miller Development Corporation, are they in the crowd with us today? If I could ask the House to welcome the Miller Development Corporation to the State Capitol and to the House Chamber. Thank you for coming. They are Representative Gibson and Representative Berg's district, so.
Representatives Feinstein, Steele, and Wink.
Feinstein votes aye.
Representative Steele and Wink.
He's at a seat. He's at a seat.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
House Bill 1032, having received a majority of the vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1023, an act to authorize the Secretary of Transportation to create limited speed zones through highway work areas under certain conditions.
House Bill 1023, having had its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1023. Those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed will vote nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the member shall proceed to vote. You're written in history. It's my first time. Different. Representative Gibson. Just tell, okay, thank you.
Representative Ironcloud. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
House Bill 1023, having received a majority of the vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. We'll now have the second reading of House bills.
House Bill 1016, an act to revise the applicability of the rules of evidence to proceedings before the Board of Pardons and Paroles.
House Bill 1016, having received its second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Hamill.
Mr. Speaker, thank you. This is a bill brought by the Committee on Judiciary at the request of the Department of Corrections, and it essentially revises the applicability of rules of evidence to proceedings that come before the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Judge Gore has appeared before our committee and pointed out that rules of evidence don't apply to those on parole, and therefore we needed this bill to bring our statutes in line with previous Supreme Court decision. There was an amendment during the hearings to make sure that those involved, those people that appeared before the Board of Pardons and Paroles, did retain their privileges, attorney spousal privileges and those of that nature. So we would ask this body to approve House Bill 1016, although I would point out that I think most members have received an amendment on their desks that would fix the typographical error on this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Hamill. Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As was pointed out by Representative Hamill, there is an amendment at your desk. At this time, I would like to move Amendment 1016-FA. It has been distributed, and I would ask that the reading be waived.
So waived.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to simply speak to the amendment.
Please, Representative Greenfield.
Again, as was pointed out by Representative Hamill, this simply cleans up a typographical error. In the engrossed version of the bill, it refers to Section 912, and that should be 19-12. With that, I ask for your favorable vote on the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Any further remarks on the amendment? Hearing none, the question being Representative Greenfield's motion to amend House Bill 1016 with the amendment 1016-FA. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there any further remarks on House Bill 1016 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the House is final consideration of House Bill 1016 as amended. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker. My button is still malfunctioning. Gibson votes aye.
Thank you.
Representatives Feikert, Feinstein, Nygaard, Steele, and Wink. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will now unlock the voting machine.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
House Bill 1016, as amended, having received the majority of the member vote, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct.
House Bill 1019, an act to revise certain provisions and procedures regarding elections.
House Bill 1019, having, forget where I'm at. Having a second reading is up for consideration and final passages. Are there any remarks? Representative Lederman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1019 is brought to you by the Secretary of State at the request of the State Board of Elections. The bill contains a number of necessary cleanup provisions that have been discovered in the election statutes over the course of the past year. Three of the main significant changes include Section 3, which provides a deadline for a political party to make the choice of including independent voters in their primary. Section 5 clarifies the type of campaign material which are prohibited at polling places. Section 6 allows for the use of an electronic poll book at a polling place. The registration list must still be in paper format as a backup should the electronic poll book experience any problems. Thank you for your support.
Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final consideration of House Bill 1019. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay, and the clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote.
Representative Greenfield. Representative Greenfield.
Greenfield, both sides.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 67, nays 2.
House Bill 1019, having received a majority of the votes of the members-elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed to be correct.
House Bill 1083, an act to authorize the South Dakota Commission on Gaming to assess costs of certain special meetings.
House Bill 1083, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Turbeville.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. I have with me today House Bill 1083, an act to authorize South Dakota Commission on Gaming to assess costs on certain special meetings. This is a bill that will only affect the South Dakota Commission on Gaming and will only affect casinos located in Deadwood. First of all, it's been requested that I give you some background on the Commission on Gaming. The Commission on Gaming was created in the original law that authorized gaming in Deadwood in 1989. The Commission has 5 members who are appointed by the governor. They serve for staggered 3-year terms, so not all terms expire at the same time, and there's a limit of 2 consecutive full terms. The members of the Commission cannot all be of the same political party. They cannot hold any type of license issued by the commission, and they cannot be residents of Lawrence County. The commission adopts rules that govern the operations of Deadwood casinos and licenses the establishments and the people who work in gaming-related jobs in Deadwood. The commission has a staff of 12 at the main office in Deadwood and a staff of 3 in Pierre. By law, the Commission on Gaming meets at least quarterly. Occasionally, a group, usually a business, would like the Commission to take action before the next regular meeting. An example of this would be a group of investors who wish to purchase a gaming establishment and wishes to close the deal before the next meeting. Under this bill, if the Commission holds a special meeting to act on this special request, the cost of the meeting would be assessed against the group or groups who made the request. There is no requirement for the commission to hold a special meeting on request. That decision still rests with the chairman, 2 members, or the governor. But if the request is granted, the group that made the request would be assessed the actual cost of the special meeting, not the Commission on Gaming. This is based on another statute, SECL 37-21-9.1, which allows the Division of Commercial Inspection and Licensing to assess the costs of making a special inspection on a scale or a fuel pump, which is made upon request. This provision would be entirely elective. Nobody would be compelled to pay the cost of a meeting if they wait until the next regularly scheduled meeting. It would only apply if the commission holds a special meeting at the request of a licensee or applicant. And the commission would try to hold the meeting by telephone conference call if possible in order to keep the cost as low as possible, but circumstances might require an in-person hearing or meeting. And with that, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I conclude my presentation. I thank you for your time and attention, and I ask that you join me in making a common sense vote and vote yes on House Bill 1083.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question, please, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Has this been a problem in the past? Is there examples of where this has happened before?
I'm sorry, Representative, I cut you off. Are you not? Representative Turberville, do you wish to answer the question?
Yes, of course, and that's a good question. There have been occasions when this has happened, yes. There have been a couple instances where a casino has redesigned their floor, where they are building a new building and asked that the design be changed. As I'd mentioned in my original statement, there are times when individuals are in the process of purchasing a casino and want to close before the next meeting. So this has happened. And what we're trying to do is to transfer the cost from a state agency, which I think is what we've been trying to do for the last week and probably be doing for the next week, transfer the cost from a state agency to a group of business people, in this case, more than likely a casino or casino owners.
Representative Berg, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and thank you, Representative. I'm going to support this. I just hope we're not setting a precedence that hurts us, that this continues on into other areas. But as far as I can tell now, I don't see any problem with it, and I intend to support it. And thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the body. I rise in opposition to this bill. I certainly understand Representative Turberville's viewpoint and how he's seeking to support the desires and wishes of his constituents. But I think we need to look carefully at the potential precedent that we are setting in adopting this particular piece of legislation. And that precedent is that of charging citizens of the state of South Dakota for a government agency or commission holding a meeting that commission or agency decides to hold for whatever reason. I think that it's dangerous when we start charging South Dakota citizens for the operation of government in the sense of charging for the operation of a meeting, of hearings, etc. It certainly sets a very, very dangerous precedent. I would encourage you to think carefully about that aspect of this particular piece of legislation and then go on and vote against it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Kirkaby.
The right one. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in 100% support of House Bill 1083. This legislation simply and specifically allows some individual that cannot meet that deadline to meet that quarterly meeting that opportunity to go to work and present their argument, their cause, or their case to the Gaming Commission. Specifically, that is all that it does. If a partnership, a corporation, is in the gaming business or desires to have an issue in front of the Gaming Commission, I'm pretty comfortable in stating that those specific fees, which are hard cost documented fees, to have that opportunity or that luxury to before the commission is a cost of doing business. It is not charging a citizen a fee for the luxury on appearing before this meeting. This is a great bill. In my mind, it offers further enhancements for economic development, certainly for the city and the community of Deadwood, but more importantly, the South Dakota gaming business. This is a good bill, a good piece of legislation. I would encourage you to vote yes on House Bill 1083. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Nygaard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I also would like to rise in support of this bill because many times it was mentioned by the representative from Minnehaha County that citizens would have to pay for this. Well, many times citizens of South Dakota are not the ones involved. It's more often than not investors coming in from another state that have not yet become, quote, citizens of South Dakota. And government, there's no charge that government has to operate at a loss. And this is an opportunity. We've statute has set up quarterly meetings every 3 months. And if you want some special treatment, I think it's only fair and appropriate in a commercial sense that you stand ready to pay for those things. And this is that time in South Dakota and throughout America when we have to be looking diligently at those kinds of concepts. And I urge you support of this bill.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Sorensen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Kirkaby probably answered my question. I might need a little bit more information. Would people seeking a meeting, would they look at this as an opportunity? Does this give them an opportunity that they don't already have? Would this be a positive move for people who might be seeking such licensing and so forth? Thank you.
Representative Sorensen, do you have a question of the sponsor of the bill?
Or to anybody else, yes.
Representative Turberville, do you wish to answer that question, sir?
Yes, I do, and that's an excellent question, Representative. Yes, it is an opportunity. And I think that Representative Nygaard made some very good points. When the people that we are talking about are not necessarily the individual person from South Dakota, the homeowner, what have you. In many cases, these are large corporations, and we're finding as time goes on, many of these corporations come from outside the state. And so if you want a special meeting or special consideration, then I think it is imperative that you understand that you must pay for that special meeting or wait until the quarterly meeting. And this, as Representative Kirkaby detailed for you, this is an opportunity because anybody that's been involved in land purchases or trading or what have you, you got to understand that when the time is right to make that purchase and make that decision, you have to do it. Otherwise, you stand to lose the opportunity. Consequently, if you've got to wait for 30 or 60 or 90 days until the next quarterly meeting, you may lose that opportunity. And so the answer to your question, sir, is yes, it is an opportunity, and thank you for bringing that forward.
Thank you. Representative Sorensen, you still have the floor, sir?
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. And I just wanted to comment, follow up on that last question. This bill pretty much involves this community of Deadwood. And we'll have a casino or a business interest there that is going through some remodeling during the summer months. If you think about the key time of year in which our businesses in the hills do business, it's during the rally. And this is a specific instance. They complete some remodeling. They want this hearing sometime between the scheduled meeting and when the rally starts. It's their business interest. It's of their interest to be open and to be approved. They have to present the information to the board. The board makes the decision up and down, one way or another. But they want that opportunity to, when you have the heaviest traffic flow in their community, most of that is out-of-state dollars. I think it's a good bill, and I would urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, question for the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1083. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk shall unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Stand by just for a second. For your information, the Speaker has ruled this is two-thirds on the fees going into a special fund. Two-thirds vote on 1083. And I'm sorry, who jumped up for Representative Van Gerpen.
You know, as we go through life, we learn that there are those kinds of people who are professionals in their field, and you can ask them a question and get an answer. You know, it's the best answer, it's an accurate answer, and I've appreciated those over my life anyway. And one of those is here today, and on behalf of Representative Putnam and myself, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gail Walker. He's above the speaker desk there. If he'd stand, please, you'd welcome him. Mr. Walker is the president and CEO of the health care facility there in Parkston, and has served on several state boards, and I appreciate him very much. And his
welcome, Gail.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 60, nays 9.
House Bill 1083, having received a two-thirds majority vote and the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, title is deemed approved.
House Bill 1024, an act to authorize the Department of Transportation to regulate the operation of off-road vehicles in certain state highway ditches.
House Bill 1024, having had a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I do have an amendment, so can I address the amendment and ask permission for addressing the amendment and the bill? Amendment 1024-OA.
I seem to be the only one that doesn't have it. I am aware of it. Representative Krebs, has it been distributed?
Yes, it has.
And we're talking about 1024-OA? I will give you the latitude to speak to both the amendment and the bill, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, House Bill 1024 is resulting from the OHV summer study, the off-highway vehicle or ATV summer study that was held in 2006. And also in 2006, the legislative body granted the county commissioners the permission and the ability to regulate county roads for the operation of off-highway or off-road vehicles, because of the damage that they do to ditches. This has been in the statute now for a couple years. Like I stated before, the county commissioners already have been doing this. Already in statute does allow for the ag exemption. So if you are using your off-highway vehicle or off-road vehicle or ATV for an agricultural use that is stated in this House Bill 1024 in lines 8, 9, and 10, where the ag exemption does allow you to operate your vehicle or your off-road vehicle for those purposes, as well as allowing the operation for utility services along with that. This has been brought to the Department of Transportation because the state highway division has had similar complaints that the county commission was receiving on county roads. So therefore, if you have a constituent that lives along a state highway, they really couldn't do much about it if there was damage being done. And trust me, there's a significant amount of damage being done to the drainage ways and the drainage structures. And so therefore, it costs are incurred by your state DOT department to have to maintain and repair those drainage structures and approaches that are being jumped. And also that you will see in your desk that I handed out along with the amendment is the picture, a picture designating some of the damage that is being done. It has the name on my name on the top, some of the damage that's being done to these approaches or to these ditches that I'm talking about here. What the amendment 1024-OA does is, first of all, change the language in lines 5, 6, and 8 that we do not allow or grant the Secretary of the Department the sole permission and sole authority to determine which roads they're going to regulate off-highway vehicles on with the signage. We're going to do it instead by a public notice, public hearing process that obviously grants the ability for your constituents to come forth to the Transportation Commission's monthly meetings and share their complaints or their concerns, and therefore the Transportation Commission will hear the concerns of the citizens and therefore determine which state highways would be regulated. I should say sections of those state highways. And we're not obviously going to be putting signage up, regulating and omitting the operation of those vehicles on the whole entire highway. We're going to have a sign where it starts, where there's a problem, and where it ends, and if there's any intersection in between. This also, if you notice in line, I believe it's line 9 of House Bill 1024, this does not prohibit any off-road vehicle from crossing one side of the highway or the other. So if you do have to, for agricultural purposes or utility purposes, cross over, that does grant that. That is, again, remains in statute. This is the same language that's been already in statute since 2006 when the county commission was granted this permission, this ability and authority. This now takes it to the state level, and many of you have constituents, and I have had many of you speak to me about your constituents' concerns that live along a state highway, and this problem is occurring. I think it's kind of fun to share with you a little history. Our Speaker of the House was the one that originally brought the County Commissioner Authority bill forward to allow the county roads or county commissions to regulate the roads. So Speaker Rave and then Speaker Michaels was the two individuals that had concerns in their areas that have been brought forth, and that's where all the official language started in statute of regulating the operation of the OHVs or off-road vehicles. So what this is doing is taking it a step further. The Department of Transportation will be looking at other areas with the regulation of off-road vehicles, but here we need to address the major concern of maintaining the integrity of our drainage and ditches and our structures. So with your favorable support of, first of all, House Bill Amendment 1024-OA, amending the due process of a public notice public hearing through the Transportation Committee, I would encourage your favorable support of House Bill 1024 to allow the State Department to regulate those roads.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Rounds.
I guess a point of order. Has the amendment been moved?
It has not, sir. Do you move it at this time?
I would move Amendment 102 or 1024 away.
Is there a second? Thank you, sir. Are there further remarks on the Rounds motion to amend 1024-OA? Hearing no further remarks on the Rounds motion to amend, all those in favor of the Rounds motion to amend will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We're back to remarks on House Bill 1024 as amended. Further remarks on House Bill 1024 as amended. Representative Bolin.
Yes, being a representative from Lincoln County, this is a recurring problem. The Lincoln County Commission in December of this last year passed an ordinance to regulate both the county roads and township roads. I would strongly urge you to vote in favor of this legislation. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks? Representative, does any member wish to speak before Representative Round speaks a second time? Representative Jensen.
Mr. Speaker, I rise in support of this motion to amend. Also, when I first saw that picture of the damage that was done, I was started to sweat bullets because I thought somebody had come out to where I was staying and saw the damage my wife had done in the mud in the front yard where we're staying. And I was quite relieved to realize, no, that wasn't the picture. So I support this amendment.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Yeah. Representative Virtue.
Yes, I have a question for the sponsor, please.
State your question, sir.
Is there a statute at present time that covers damage to state roadway and right-of-way?
Representative Krebs, do you wish to answer that question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. When you ask that question, meaning damage done from these particular vehicles?
Are you asking a question?
I'm asking for clarification from the question of...
Representative Virtue, would you please clarify your question?
From any vehicle, please.
Mr. Speaker?
Please.
I don't know if there's anything in statute for cost of repairing that. I don't believe there is. It's just since it is a state highway, the right-of-way is a portion of our
budget that we have to maintain under it. And so we therefore incur those costs automatically because we incur the costs on that highway and the right-of-way adjoining to that highway. So any damage done to either the highway or the right-of-way would be a state Department of Transportation budget issue that they would have to incur those costs on already.
Thank you. Representative Verscher, you still have the floor, sir.
Then to your knowledge, has there ever been a prosecution for damage to the right-of-way or the roads?
Is that another question, sir?
Yes, sir.
Representative Krebs, do you wish to answer that question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you.
He'll get Mr. Representative Krebs right. Not that I know of. It is a Class 2 misdemeanor, to clarify. That would be a great question. I know that it has been a significant issue in the Minnehaha and Lincoln County areas. Unfortunately, with the urban areas, the tendency is for these ATVers to, instead of hauling their ATV out to a racetrack or area, they instead drive them out there. And that's when the damage occurs in the urban areas. It may not be as big of an issue in the rural areas because you're using them for the way you should be, the agricultural use and productivity use and utility use. So I don't know if it has been, but that would be a great question to ask the county commissioners or the sheriff's department from the two counties that I've heard the most complaints on, Minnehaha and Lincoln County.
Thank you. Representative Verscher, you still have the floor, sir.
Thank you. Has there been an estimation of the cost of the signage?
I'm guessing that's another question, sir?
Another question, yes. For
Representative Krebs,
Thank you.
It right this time. Do you wish to answer that question?
Sure, I'll try. The signage is very similar to the snowmobile signage, and those signs are a little smaller by face structure size, and they average around $500 per sign.
Representative Verscher, you still have the floor, sir. Verscher is done. Thank you. Are there further questions? Representative Gibson.
Mr. Speaker, I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question, ma'am.
Thank you. Representative Krebs, it says this bill would make it so the Department of Transportation can post signs saying the ditch is closed. How long does the ditch, is there a timeline on how long the ditch can be closed?
Representative Krebs, do you wish to answer
yes.
that question?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This doesn't have a specific timeline written in statute. Therefore, we want to recognize the fact that we will leave it closed for as long as the damage has been done. We want to repair the integrity of it, of course, and let the natural growth occur. And also, the offenders would therefore less likely to travel that. And so we have taken them down in other counties. And other where county roads have been regulated, signage has been removed. It depends on the individual area, and that can be determined by the Transportation Commission or that supervisor, the transportation maintenance supervisor for that particular state highway roadway.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Gibson, you still have the floor? No, thank you. Further remarks on 1024. Representative Sorensen.
I want to rise in support of this bill. I don't see the problem being transporting the ATVs out to a racetrack. In our area, they're using our ditches as the racetrack. And I currently am on the Palisade Township Board and chair of the Minnehaha County Towns and Townships, and we're seeing this a problem. The closer we get toward our heavily populated areas, the bigger the problem is. But our ditches are the racetracks, and the grooves are so deep in the bottom of the ditches, cars sliding sideways into the ditch will roll over, and it's a safety issue. I'm a big fan of youth, and they need places to ride, but I don't believe our state highways are the place. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks, Representative Kopp.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I support this bill because I believe that with an increased traffic in ATVs, as we see more and more on the market, more and more various types of ATVs, I believe this type of damage that is being done to our roadways will only increase unless we do something now. And that's why I support the bill, sir.
Thank you, sir. Further remarks, Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I rise in support of this bill, and as I listen to the questions being asked, specifically on the cost and precedence on this piece of legislation, I want to talk to you. The purpose of this legislation is protect the damage to our roadways. You know, safety is an issue, but we're protecting the damages which we will incur at a later date. Now, let's think about it for a moment. We have other laws into place which protect our roadways, that being the weight of vehicles on our roadways, and specifically at the time of the year when certain weight limits can be on certain bridges and roadways. That legislation is specific to protect the integrity of the roads to save us money for repairs. I think this legislation is the same as that type of legislation or those laws that are in effect. I'd ask you to support this bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, Representative Lang, do you have a remark? Oh, I'm sorry. I saw a hand waving. Hearing no further remarks, the question for the South Dakota House of Representatives is final consideration of House Bill 1024. All those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The member shall proceed to vote.
Representatives Lang and Street. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66, nays 3.
House Bill 1024, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed correct. There being no objection, the House will revert to order of business number 5, reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Judiciary respectfully reports that House Bill 1084 and 1085 do pass, House Bill 1087 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bills 1079 and 1088 do pass as amended. Joni M. Cutler, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a joint session of the House and Senate to receive the governor's budget message. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Announcements. Mr. Speaker. Representative Diedrich.
Thank you. Joint Appropriations Committee, no rest. 10 minutes after the gavel, we meet again. We'll be considering the Bureau of Personnel and the PACE programs. Thank you.
Appropriations going to work. Further announcements. Representative Peters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, this is a continuation of joint appropriations. Tomorrow morning, 7:29, we have a budget briefing. And for the rest of you, you can join us. We're going to be hearing Bureau of Administration and Department of Transportation tomorrow. So join us. We'll have fun.
Do you get to go home in between, Representative Peters?
Doubtful, Mr. Speaker.
Further announcements. Representative Pitts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just an announcement. We do not have Health and Human Services tomorrow morning. We do have a presentation this afternoon from Social Services on the long-term care study from 3 to 5 in room 414 if you would like to attend. Thank you.
Thank you. If you've not been briefed on the long-term health care study, ladies and gentlemen, I would strongly encourage you to go up and listen to that. Further announcements.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. For those of you who have not gotten your email yet today and maybe haven't heard about this, just a reminder that the Attorney General has invited us out to the George S. Mickelson Criminal Justice Center today for a tour beginning at 4 o'clock. For those of you who have not been there, I very strongly encourage you to go ahead and take that tour. It's been bought and paid for by the people of the state of South Dakota and also the federal government or the federal taxpayers. It's up here on the curve as you go out of town on the truck route. Thank you.
Thank you. Please make a point to go there, especially if you've never been there, and I know the Attorney General would love to see any of our returning members come back. Further announcements. Representative Ryan Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House tax tomorrow, 8 a.m. Thank you.
Tax in the morning, 8 o'clock. Representative Krebs.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House transportation, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. transportation. Further announcements, Representative Kirkaby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Because of we're blessed with great bodies, great committee members, and local governments, and certainly efficiencies, local government will not meet tomorrow.
No local government. Further announcements. Hearing no further announcements, Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.